I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Tom Fiedler of the nonprofit news outlet AVL Watchdog. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Madison Cawthorn, the Republican who's running, who has the GOP nomination in Western North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, if he wins in the fall, he will be the youngest congressperson in the country at the age of 25, which is the minimum age a member of Congress can be. He has talked about the generational time bomb that could affect his party in the coming years, and he's running, you know, at least started his campaigning as trying to reach out to younger generations of voters. But you've looked at what he's running on, sort of his policy statements, and they don't really vibe with what millennials, like nationwide at least, have said they supported. So tell us about that. Tell us what you looked at as far as how he vibes with, how millennials vibe with politically.
Right. Well, the surveys of millennials, this is millennials and Generation Z, I guess, is now what we're dealing with. The surveys that have been done by the Harvard Institute of Politics shows that the Republican policies now are very unpopular in large measure with this particular generation. For example, the most important issues that young people are pushing forward are, no surprise, are Medicare for All issues, largely pushed by Bernie Sanders in the primary campaign and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so-called AOC, and the position that Madison Cawthorn has been talking about largely here is simply dropping federal regulation on insurance companies, in his opinion, which would allow more insurance companies to enter the market and would drive down costs. That seems to be a position that would be exactly contrary to where his generation expects to go. Another position that he has, I think, pushed to the point of almost fixation is Second Amendment or eliminating restrictions on gun ownership. This is a major part of what he talks about. It's a major a part of his website. His social media in many ways features him with guns or features him talking about guns. And yet, according to the latest Harvard Youth poll this year, only 1-2% of young people actually think that gun ownership is an issue of major concern to them. So it's I think in the larger context of his campaign, while he is talking about trying to broaden the appeal of the Republican Party and of conservative policies to young people, the issues that he's pushing, I think, if anything, will alienate young people further from if not the party, and possibly also from his candidacy.
How does it reflect the electorate of the 11th Congressional District?
The policies that he is now running on that he has embraced, which in many ways align quite well with Mark Meadows' policy, the former incumbent's policies, I think will resonate with the base here in the 11th Congressional District. If there is an opening for the Democratic candidate here, Colonel Mo Davis, it is that the district, as it has been redrawn since the last election, since the 2016 election, it has included now all of Henderson County, which is a plurality Democratic Party, and it has also broadened the number of unaffiliated voters, who obviously can vote in either way. So the appeal that Madison Cawthorn was making, if he was making that appeal to be successful in, say, a 2016 district, I think he would be absolutely heading in the right direction. But in a 2020 district, it could be problematic, and that reliance on an older white base, again, I think could be trouble for him.
Moving to some of the things that, some of the symbols that he has been seen with in his campaign literature, that some people are questioning whether the ties of these symbols and names to white supremacy. One of them is the name of his the name of his real estate investment company, which is SPQR Holdings. What does that acronym mean, SPQR, and what ties does it have to some other groups?
Well, SPQR is Latin, and it actually stemmed from the time of the Imperial Rome, and it stands for the Senate and the People of Rome. But that was a phrase much like we today would use the people of the USA. It was just the sense. SPQR was the same as we would say USA. What has happened is apparently that those initials have been embraced by members of the white nationalist groups, white supremacist groups, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups throughout the country, identified banners being carried in the Unite the White rally in Charlottesville in 2017 as having those initials, SPQR. And scholars who study this say that the phrase apparently has been used to glorify the use of military and the use of violence, and also I think it was white domination that goes back to that point. Now, I think in fairness to the candidate, he says that he took those initials because as a student of history himself, he was an admirer of the Roman philosophers of that period, and particularly Cicero and Cicero's writings about the need for such things as separation of powers influenced some of our founding fathers, John Adams in particular. So he dismisses the idea that he used SPQR for reasons other than, to pay homage to the Roman philosophers.